Church, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We have a number of announcements, but I am amazed. We have acolytes robed, we have the choir robed. I'm not robed, I know. But there's a reason, because I wanted to show you. Can I give you this? Thank you. So, do you like the sweater? Bless Fies. Hang on. Do you like the pants? Bless Fies. So I am the walking fashion show this morning for Bless Fies. I do want to show you that the socks do match the sweater and the pants, not Bless Fies. So, I don't think we sell socks over there. Time? Say it again.
New Englanders buy local.
That's right. New Englanders buy local. But this is all right from our thrift shop. Cindy Gaylord, stand up, please. Come right out to the aisle. We're having a blessed buy. Cindy's our director of Blessed Buys, but anyhow, she's going to tell us what she has on today, because also from
Blessed Buys, turtleneck and pants.
The turtleneck and pants. And Rick Gaylord, how far out can you go? Your shoes, all right. Anyone else wearing Blessed Buys today? All right, Mrs. James.
Good morning.
Hang on.
Wait, I have to take my phone off. So, the outfit, the top, the pants, the shoes, and the socks are from Blessed Buys. So I will probably have to buy them today. I believe my husband is wearing some, yeah, stand up, Doug. But I know the pants are, because I had to press them. But anyway, so we are walking ad for Blessed Buys as well.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
And none of us planned this.
No.
I promise you, this was, we only realized this out in the hallway, that everyone had this. So, just a reminder, and you have to see, if you're looking for Christmas decorations, you have to see them. They're gorgeous. Of course, it's Blessed Buys. Of course, it's going to be gorgeous. But go check out what they have for Christmas decorations, particularly. So, and there are also some other clothes. I don't get to buy them because I'm the pastor. They don't hold them for me, trust me. But please check out Blessed Buys every Thursday and Saturday from 10 until 2. I have a crowd of people here. Jennifer, we're going to start with you.
Good morning. I'm with World Service Committee, and I'm announcing food pantry needs for this month. This month, we're focusing on everything that you would need for a traditional Thanksgiving feast. So, gravy, cranberry sauce, stuffing mix, potatoes, green beans, sweet potatoes, anything that you would like in your traditional Thanksgiving dinner is a need for the food pantry this month. So just bring it. Drop it in the box out in the hall, and it will get delivered to the food pantry. Thank you.
Jennifer, where are you from originally?
North Carolina.
I was going to say, you're not from here. All right, there you go. Daniel, it's like the parade of accents this morning.
I plead guilty. Next Saturday at 1 o'clock, youth group meeting at the Springfield Museums. I will meet you out in the car park in the main entrance around 12:30. I'll be there. I will pay for everybody to get in for free. You must go to the planetarium, though. That's the deal. There's plenty of parking there as well, so don't try and park in the casino, because it will be crazy and you won't get out.
And it's a far walk.
It's a decent walk, yes. It's kind of in the northeast corner of downtown Springfield, the museum. It's a great museum. I don't know if you've been there. They have a Dr. Seuss sculpture garden, which I love. So I hope to see as many youth there at between 12:30 and 1 o'clock, and then we'll go inside. Thank you.
Gene?
This Wednesday coming is Christian Fellowship meeting, and we have a very special entertainment. At 1 o'clock, the high school chorus will be here, and if you've been here before, you know they are awesome. We hope you bring a friend, a neighbor. Please come that day, because it is so good, and the kids love to come here.
So the Westfield Show Choir, they're awesome. Westfield High Show Choir will be here at the Christian Fellowship meeting on Wednesday. So I love when they come. It's great. Out in the hallway, by the chalkboard and the easel that's out there, there are numerous opportunities for you to sign up to help with the harvest dinner. Oh, I didn't see anybody nodding their head. Oh, yes. I can't wait to sign up for that. So please do. We can't do it without you. It's one of our fundraisers this year. We cannot do it without you. So we hope that you'll be able to join us. 26th, First Congregational Church will host the Westfield Food Pantry's Thanksgiving Luncheon. We will need help. There is a link for you to use something called Sign Up Genius. Now, at least four of you clutched your hearts when I said link and Sign Up Genius online. So, if you are one of the people who says, please don't make me do this, I want to help, but I don't want to sign up online, come and see me. I'll sign you up. I'll do it for you. All right? We'll take care of that. But we will need some help. Daniel.
Is that on our website or the food pantry?
I'm going to actually ask Jack and Cindy if we can put I sent you the link, we can put it on the website. Right now it's on the food pantry's website, but I'll ask Jack to put it on ours as well. Jack and Cindy will put that up there. Are there any other announcements? I think those are the big ones. So, let's take a deep breath in. Exhale. And let us worship God.
I'm afraid it's another accident. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in our call to worship as found in your worship guide. Unless our God builds the house, its builders labor in vain. It's from Psalm 127. Built by the Holy One to worship the God of creation. Unless our God watches over the city, those who watch stand guard in vain.
We have come to listen to the stories of people who throughout the generations have shown us their faith by their trust in the promises of God, who is always watching over us.
The widow who gives her last coin, and Naomi and Ruth, who are lifelong companions for each other, remind us of the risks we are free to take with confidence that God is present through times of plenty and times of want, all along our journey through life.
So let us celebrate this gathering which can bind us together. Give thanks that we are no longer strangers to God's people here or throughout the nations. Let us worship God.
Please join in our opening hymn. It's number 331 in your blue hymnals. Just as I am without one plea.
Thank you.
ever-living God, instill in us, we pray, the trust and self. This is not what you have, is
no,
this?
No.
You'll join me in the Lord's Prayer, apparently. I'm sorry. Mistakes happen. Ever-living God, instill in us, we pray, the trust and self-giving that your word imparts to us. Teach us again during this time together that you are always with us. Remind us that all that we have is a gift from you and is meant to be shared. The Holy Spirit calls and empowers us to live beyond our own desires. So, send your Holy Spirit, we pray, that we might be overcome with its liberating courage and sustenance. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to call you our Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. Any golfers? Any golfers? I need a mulligan. I have to do it. Next week, we have new members being welcomed into First Congregational Church. There is a meeting for those who can make it on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock that will happen before the church council meeting that will take place at 7. If you cannot make the meeting, just reach out to me. We'll work something out. All right? Perfect. To our younger people who are with us today, and to any of you, because this is for children of all ages. So, my question is, have you ever felt like somebody loved you? Yeah? Who are people who love you? Who are people who love us? Any ideas that we want to share? Who are people who love us, Bob?
Family.
Family loves us. Our family loves us. Who else might love us? Shay?
Our pets.
Our pets. Our pets love us. And do we love our pets? Yes, we do. We love our pets. Do you know who else loves us? God. Yeah. God loves us. And God loves us no matter what. And here's a phrase for you to take home today. Unconditionally. God loves us. There's no rule. God just loves us. There's rules for love. I mean, there's rules for us to abide and to get along with each other and all that. But even when we mess up the rules, God loves us. And always has. And has throughout the ages. You'll continue today in church school taking a look at the Old Testament. And listening to some of those stories. Stories that even Jesus heard. When he was younger, and things that he learned, and they help us to understand that God always loves us. Please pray with me. Loving God, how blessed are we to be the recipients, to receive your unconditional love. We ask you to let our younger people know and their leaders know that God loves them and loves all of us. Amen. At this time, I'm going to invite our young people and their leaders. Look out, Shay's running. And for our church school time. Let's turn our attention to the Word of God.
A reading from the Book of Ruth. Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to Ruth, "My daughter, I need to seek some security for you, so that it may be well with you. Now here is our kinsman Boaz, with whose young women you have been working. See, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Now wash and anoint yourself, and put on your best clothes, and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, observe the place where he lies. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do." She said to her, "All that you say, I will do." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. When they came together, the Lord made her conceive, and she bore a son. Then the woman said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without next of kin, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, is more to you than 7 sons has borne him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him in her bosom and became his nurse. The woman of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi." They named him Obed. He became the father of Jesse, the father of David. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading of Psalm 127. "Unless the Lord builds the house, their labor is in vain who build it.
Unless the Lord watches over the city, in vain the sentinels keep their watch.
It is in vain that we rise so early and go to bed so late. Vain, too, to eat the bread of toil, for you, O Lord, give to your beloved sleep.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a gift.
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Happy are they whose quiver is full of them. They shall not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate.
The Lord holds the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord blesses the righteous.
The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin.
The Lord will reign forever. Your God will sign. For all generations, praise the Lord.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. As he taught, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance, say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which are worth about a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Naomi, as well as now Ruth and Boaz. Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, feels the love and support of her daughter-in-law, who refuses to leave her, and tells her in Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, "Wherever you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do thus to me, and more as well, and even death parts, if even death parts me from you." Mara, I think, did a much better job of that last week. But Ruth promises to never leave Naomi. It's a sign of love and respect. You see, if Naomi didn't have Ruth, she may not have had anyone. At her age, she was not going to find another husband, and apparently, her family had moved on to parts unknown. Ruth pledges to care for Naomi for the rest of her days. However, Naomi knows that this cannot happen without some assistance, as she concocts a plan to keep both Ruth and her safe. Now that is where Boaz comes in. What they don't tell us in this particular reading today is that Boaz is a distant kin of Ruth's. Upon the death of a husband, the next of kin who was not married had the responsibility of the widow and usually married them. Boaz had seen Ruth in the fields as a gleaner, which means someone who would follow the harvest to pick up what was left. He actually found Ruth's next of kin male and had him declare in front of a council of elders that he'd give up his right to Ruth so that Boaz could take her as his wife. His love for Ruth was shown as he treated her with respect and dignity. This touching love story becomes important, not only for us as an example of love, but in that Ruth and Boaz are ancestors of Jesus. Now, we have been told time and again of God's unconditional love for us. We have discussed it here numerous times. For some people at this particular time, though, it certainly bears repeating. We have people who have given of their service in defense of us and in defense of the nation. And we'll spend tomorrow in honor of those veterans who either voluntarily or who were voluntold to put their very lives on the line. They have shown their love for our country. For those of you who are here and have served, thank you. For those who will hear this on our podcast, thank you. And for those veterans who will read this online, we thank you. It is because these men and women served our country to maintain the freedom that we have, those of us exercised our freedom to vote and did so. Some are happy with the results, while others are sad. Both the happy and sad need our love. Regardless of the outcome of this and future elections, we as followers of Jesus Christ, Christians, are still called every day to love the Lord our God with heart, mind, and soul, and as well as to love our neighbors as ourselves. In the gospel, time and again, we are shown that we must continue to show that love as we feed the hungry, still clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, visit the sick and imprisoned, and to befriend the lonely. We can't say that enough. We can't. So we're going to say a lot. In today's gospel, we can be like the poor widow who gave everything she had as she sacrificed in the name of love. The fact that the widow had so little meant that no one had claimed her, and she was left to make do for herself in a society that did not encourage this. Oh, she probably had to find something to sell or beg on the streets in order to get any money at all. Either way, she is not someone who would have been respected. It is more likely that in today's world that she would be considered a panhandler or someone who would be forced to stop us in the street to buy a pen or something that she had made in order to support herself. As I come to know our neighbors here in Westfield, I continue to learn that many of them have fallen through the cracks and are doing whatever they can to get through the day and stay alive. But I've also learned that they are happy to help and give of themselves when it comes to picking up cones, moving that sign, or doing what they can to help whatever I ask. Most of them expect nothing in return, except to know that they are loved and respected. Don't we all want to know that we're loved and respected? If we are going to do our part to bring about the kingdom or reign of God, we are going to have to do it with love. We have to emulate the love that Ruth showed Naomi, that Boaz showed Ruth, that the widow showed in going above and beyond by giving her last coin, the veterans who have served, and the homeless who give what they can. Go back to the beginning of our reflection time this morning. What will be your love song? What will be our love song? It is with this love and this song that we can continue to bring about the reign of God on earth, right here, right now. Amen. Let us take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of those prayers and concerns and joys that are listed in our worship guide. Today we certainly remember Armand and Jonathan, Barbara, Ann, Jeff, Jeff, Dave, and Heidi, Kathy and Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Olivia, Susan, Betty, Mark, Bruce, Alan, Jody, Geneva, Janet, Pete, Darlene, Janet M., Betsy, Nick, and Jocelyn. And we remember our friends in senior care facilities, Nancy, Joan, Betty, Bob, Leslie, Betsy. And we celebrate with those who have birthdays of over a certain age for Phil and for Mamie this week. And of course, we remember all those prayers and concerns and joys that remain in the silence of our hearts. May God be with you. Please, pray with me. Merciful God of compassion and justice, have mercy on us as we confess our sins and know that we are not the stewards that Christ calls us to be. Riches possess us while others go hungry. Sometimes we mismanage creation with our pollution and strive to obtain more than we already have. We sometimes abuse your provision for us by our selfish desires. But help us, God. Help us hear Christ's call to be faithful, and through him forgive us as we repent our sin and turn from it. And Lord, this morning we ask, please hear our prayers. God of love, the widow Ruth was welcomed and respected by Boaz, who allowed her to glean and then took her as his wife. God, teach us the joy of hospitality, which welcomes friend and stranger, neighbor and enemy, and so finds you feasting among us. God of abundance, the widow of Jerusalem with two small coins offered to you her love, her worship, and all she had. Teach us the joy of giving freely, which counts nothing as ours by right, but willingly shares, so finds you sharing with us. God of resurrection, Christ Jesus with his whole being sacrificed himself for the sake of your love for us. Teach us the joy of giving ourselves to you so that we yearn for your presence, long for your salvation, and so find you living in us. God of mercy, it is ever your will that we love and work and pray for those who are in need of bread and of shelter, of healing and of wholeness. Hear the prayers we make for those of our world, for our country, those of our community, and those of our family who are now in need. We lift these before you now in the silence of our hearts. Bless, we pray, O God, your church throughout the world, and help it to fulfill the purpose you have given it. Especially we pray for our very own congregation. Guide us each day and help us to give as completely as we have received. We ask this in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our brother, and our friend. Amen. My siblings in Christ, God has made us the stewards of the rich resources that we were given in creation and are given anew each day. On this day, we make our offerings, knowing that all we have has come from God, who will continue to provide. Let us put our hearts into our offerings as signs of our trust and faithfulness, As with this, our morning offering will be received.
Thank you.
sign of our gratitude for your love and care, O God. We pledge ourselves time, talent, and treasure. We pray that we may follow in the spirit of the poor woman who gave her all without hesitation. We dedicate our lives to you and seek to grow in our faithfulness to your word. Amen. God will be with us this day and always. Amen.